Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DE365, a place where you get a DE365, the place where you get a piece of music content every single day. I'm your boy FIFA 24/7 here with Kenneth B. Inge, and today we're talking Mozzie, Children of the Slums. You already know how we start off with the report card. We start off with features, Ken. So on this project, we have Eric Bellinger, we have Friday, we have E. Mozzie, Selly Rue, and Afira. How do you feel about the features?
C plus B minus for me.
They didn't really do too much. The Eric Bellinger was interesting. However, I think, remember when we reviewed Eric Bellinger and Mozzie was on that, I think what they did was they just, hey, you know, put me on yours, I put you on mine, type of swap exchange type of thing. But yeah, the features didn't really do it for me like that. Like they were cool, but I would have been cool if it was just Mozzie the whole way.
Yeah, it should have been.
What about the production? How you feel about the production?
Ooh, production is a D for me, bro.
A D, Ken? Okay, hey, hold on. You're gonna have to explain that just a little bit.
Very lifeless, bro. Very flat, very plain, very middle of the road for West Coast music. It had no life to it at all. It's just like, all right, we're going to get to the next one. All right, cool. Yep, he done rapping. Let's move to the next joint. I'm like, man, what is going on here? Not once did I get hype. No high energy tracks on here.
I feel you, and I don't disagree. I don't disagree. However, I do feel that the production was indicative of the album title, Children of the Slums. So I felt like it was very emotional. It was very heartfelt, but it wasn't, the production wasn't entertaining. Like I don't think that it was designed to be that. But because I feel that the production matched the tone of what he was going for, I'll give it a B minus, because I don't disagree with you. Like there's not a one time where I perked up where it's like, oh, this shit is hard, you know? Mm-hmm. And we've come to understand that like Mozzie makes hard street music, and this is a departure from that. And we'll get into that in the review. The rap is singing, Ken. What do you grade the rap and singing? Okay. Yeah. We just not going to be on the same page. Give me a B for the rapping. And overall, what do you give it?
D, bro.
I'm at a C plus B minus. I'm at a C plus B minus. And here's the reason why, Ken. For me, this project signifies growth, for Mozzie. Cause I've been on Mozzie from get go. You know, one of the introductions to Mozzie for me was through Nipsey. And, you know, I've listened to every single Mozzie project, and I don't disagree with some of the takes that you've already had. Like, this doesn't feel like West Coast. It doesn't feel street like he typically is. But this signifies growth to me, because as a rapper, being able to convey emotion, being able to pull back layers, which I always felt that he did to a degree, just not with the level of rapping technicality that he has now. To me, I hear the growth of an artist, not necessarily the music that I want, because I love Mozzie on the gangbang street. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to hear him and Schoolboy on a track, because because I agree with you, Ken. Like, this does feel a little lifeless in comparison to some of the stuff that he has done. And we know that he can be big on a track, you know? But again, like I said, at least for me, this is a good project because of how I hear the growth of the artist.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with the growth part of it. I mean, maybe grew a little bit too much. I know this was released right after he was in jail, right, for I think a year. I think that's what they said on the Apple Music thing. So I understand why maybe he was a little bit more toned down and, you know, sentimental towards certain things. But it's just like, man, the first time I listened to this, I was like, all right, well, maybe it's the first listen. I don't listen to Mozzie that much, you know, but he's not awful. He's not bad, but it felt like something was missing. And man, when I listened to it a second time, bro, I got to a point where I just wanted to turn it off. I was like, bro, this is so dull and boring, in spite of maybe some of the things that he was saying, you know, some of the tracks, like especially towards the end, If I Die Right Now, I thought was a very interesting track, and very introspective and revealing. Better Without You is another one. Now, I did like Act a Fool. I thought that one was cool. And there was another one that I think was fine. But yeah, everything else was just kind of kept you in a mood and a space. And I'm like, yo, man, I need to get out of here, bro. I'm good. That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand, like, keeping a certain tone set and established throughout here. I understand, like, keeping that because that is what this overall project is about. But hey, man, I gotta have at least one or two hype tracks to kind of break you out of this state of depression that it almost brings you to when you're listening to it. So it's just like, nah, I was like,
It's a moody project, Ken. This is not designed for all, events. It's not designed really to bump and whip. This is how I felt about Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, where it's moody. It's therapeutic. You could tell he's getting a lot off of his chest. He's highlighting, you know, a lot of stuff that has happened in the hood in his life, you know, like Miss Big Bruh, you know, very reflective. It's a very reflective type of album. And I understand that it's not for everybody, which is why I get what you're saying. Like, I don't disagree at all, Ken. Like, I do not disagree at all. This is not an album I would recommend when I say, yo, Mozzie is dope. Go check this out. This, I would not send this. I'm only sending this to people that I know that like Mozzie. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not the intro to Mozzie at all. But, you know, as a Mozzie fan, and maybe my review is a little bit biased, but it's also because I've been there from the very beginning. For me, this shows the growth. This shows what I like when artists grow as artists. So that's why I like it. And I agree. It's a moody album. It's depressive. The beats are like that. He's like that. The features are like that. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's definitely not for everybody. And here's the thing. As much praise as I'm giving it, I don't disagree with you, Ken. It doesn't have a lot of replay value for me. Just like Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Like, it don't have replay value.
It's not a put on album, and what I mean by that, you know, remember we used to be at our old job, you know, we kind of Right, and I think you were there too, where we kind of took the put on. We're going to put you on to something. We're going to put you on to this artist. This isn't it. Like, you've been following Mozzie. You're like, oh yeah, Mozzie. Yeah, man, I've been following this dude, Mozzie, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, what should I listen to? You're not going to put them on the Children of the Slums. So they're going to be like, man, bro, I don't want you to recommend me anything else ever again. Yeah. But in terms of like being a guy that's been there since day one and kind of growing or hearing the growth along with him, you know, as a person that likes him, it probably hits differently for you. But yeah, this ain't one you should be like, hey man, that Mozzie is dope. You should go check this album out. Cause this ain't it. This is him getting however he felt off his chest, which is dope. Like it's I think you may have mentioned therapeutic, but yeah.
I'm a salesperson, but I can't sell this to nobody. Only Mozzie fans. That's the only subset of people that I would be able to sell this to. But and that's why I don't disagree with everything that you said. I understand where you're coming from, but you know, even for me, man, I'm not replaying it. Nah, I'm not replaying it. Not replaying it. So. Am I off? Let us know in the comment section. Are me and Ken just way off base with this particular project? But y'all already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll catch you tomorrow. We out. Peace.